USA Radio News.
The police chief of the district where the shocking killing of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe took place admitted that there were, quote, problems with the safety measures taken and took full responsibility for the lapse that led to Abe's death. This comes after a 41-year-old man has been taken into custody when he allegedly used a homemade firearm to gun down Abe in front of a crowd watching him deliver a campaign speech. Investigators are reporting the man targeted Abe because he suspected he had ties to a religious group that took, quote, a huge donation from his mother. It's also being noted that the suspect told police the killing had nothing to do with politics. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Arizona has passed a new law.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. The measure has been opposed by civil rights and media groups. David Lloyd is with the First Amendment Center. He spoke with News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record.
The law goes into effect in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new tropical storm formed far off Mexico's Pacific coast on Saturday, all the while Hurricane Bonnie is fading. Forecasters said the storm is likely to become a hurricane on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
An Amtrak passenger who suffered, quote, significant permanent injuries when his train crashed against a dump truck last month is suing for negligence. On June 27th, a Southwest Chief train slammed into a dump truck, which was blocking a railroad crossing in Missouri. The street-level crossing had a stop sign, but no lights or gates. Federal investigators have said the Missouri transportation officials were looking to upgrade it. The train overturned, killing 4 people, including the truck driver, and injured more than 150 of the 287 people that were aboard the train. The federal lawsuit names Amtrak, the dump truck owner, and MS Contracting LLC as defendants. The man's attorney claims that Amtrak, quote, profits over safety by cramming the train with passengers to increase ticket sales. Mexico's Army and National Guard announced a seizure of over a half a ton of fentanyl at a warehouse. They are calling it historic. The nearly 1,200 pounds found at the warehouse could have produced around $230 million of the counterfeit pill in which fentanyl is usually offered. As little as 2 milligrams of fentanyl could be lethal. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.